got your ass. You got no ass. You lost your ass. They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. Mutations. Radiation. Mutation. Radiation. If they push that button. If they push that button. If they push that button. Radiation. Mutations. Radiation. Mutations. Man's radiation. Makes mutations. Man's radiation. Makes mutations. Talking about nuclear war. Talking about nuclear war. Fire. Melting. People. Buildings. First class. If they push that button. If they push that button. It's gonna blast you so high. Up in the sky. You can kiss your ass. Goodbye. Farewell. Goodbye, ass. It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? It's a motherfucker.
This is the Blooming Universe, KBOO, Portland. We have Jumblehead ready to play.
Sup, bro?
Yo, man.
Dude, man.
Thank you guys for being here, and we are excited to hear your tunes. Thank you. Smooth. Yeah, if you guys got a couple more, just keep on jamming. Thank you. That was beautiful. Everyone is super excited. Up, mic's up, mic's up. Chicken's out. Everything ready. Thank you guys so much for playing. If you guys want to come back in, hang out, we're going to play a couple of songs. And
sweet.
Yeah, that was beautiful, guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. We'll come in and talk about it. I'm going to push a couple of buttons over here. and see what happens. Here we go, man.
Behold the soft cyber caress, my television, who's my lover, the jealous machines and devices, struggle to find the light switch, followers following, leading nowhere, possible hope of a cyber safe house looming on the horizon behind us, moving targets, targets, moving targets for the markets, for the hopeless, hopelessness prescribed, coping. Yeah. I'm from the United States of America myself. Nah, we post language, baby. We talk with guns, man. Guns keep us safe. We don't imagine past the image. What? Please, you know us. We kill love, kill money. We kill money, kill friends. Kill shame, kill hope, kill sex. Kill pride, kill style. We kill imagination, kill fresh. Kill the game, kill air. Kill dope, kill dope. Turning the pages, driving them ape shit, recorded with tape hiss, a glitch in a matrix. Pay attention close, you kids. This shit don't got no lid. Don't fix the sound, don't pop, no trend. My killer beat is not your friend. I come to thrill and stop they spins. I drop, they drop, they lose, we cruise. I give a fuck about some rules. We break them like we broke Don's heart. I always roll the dice, I'm cool. Could never follow trials, too smart. I rock a big old jewel king crown. My girl be in a gorgeous queen gown. I'm filthy as the worst red brown. I drown these clowns through my sound.
The world's going down, down, down.
Salute the noble sound. I've been around the world 10 times. I got the Milky Way crack flow. Me and my mother in Rio. Focus how I pop these rhymes. Lightning in a bottle. Rappers, it's a slaughter. Styled up in my parlor. Dressed up in my armor. Constellation squad up. Mashing on the throttle. I got pretty daughters. All the pretty daughters hollering. We kill cyber. We kill rich. We kill time. We kill camera. We kill new. Kill space, kill, we kill freedom, we kill obsessions, we kill facts, we kill the tension, we kill the tension, we kill parties, we kill, we kill, we kill. Click love to the world of sodomaniacs, high off joints rolled off the consumer class, dead dreams, way up at the bottom in the green towers built with the data stones. Freaks of fear, drinking tears and stealing years.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Rocker T and the 7th Street Band on Saturday, January 6th, beginning at 9 p.m. at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Rocker T is from Brooklyn and has 7 albums released by a number of labels playing reggae and reggaeton. Also performing will be the local artist Aaron Nigel Smith, Heavy City, and DJ Kansaman. Again, that's Rocker T and the 7th Street Band on Saturday, January 6th. 9 p.m. at Mississippi Studios, 3939 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information may be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Always helping each other along the road. ¶¶
Where is your radio dial on Thursday afternoons from noon until 2? 90.7 FM is the place to be. Twice a month, DJ Charlie presents the World Beat Connection with the hottest Afro-Caribbean sounds in Portland radio land. Reggae, salsa, soca, New Orleans Afro-funk, Haitian compa and rara, and Antillean zouk share the airwaves with African high life, Afrobeat, Congolese soukous, Malian blues, juju, and South African kwaito, among the other great styles. Traditional and modern expressions are all included. On alternate weeks, check out Top Rank in Reggae and Dancehall with Shocks of Sheba show, hosted by Teresa and Michelle. Any week, Thursdays at noon is sure to move ya.
Lucy and Ramona cruising through the jungles of L.A. Hoping to promote a dream somewhere along the way. They're rolling through the streets, looking for a disco, passing up the treats from a kid named Cisco, trying to make connections with their blemish food complexions. And just as fate would have it, ended up with Sunset Sand. Selling watches from a suitcase on a TV tray. And Lucy and Ramona were trying to figure out if he was gay. The three of them were standing, staring at each other, when the light behind their eyes blew each other's cover. The ancient code was branded. Them was handed a ticket to their kingdom, 'cause they saw their brother Sunset Sand.
Welcome back. The Blooming Universe is in full effect. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Wow, a whole room full. I love that. I wish that always happened, you know? Jeez, how lucky are we? We have Joshua, we have Nick, we have Olive, Dingo, and we have Matt. Yes, I got it right. And we have Devin. The whole crew is here hanging out. I'm bumping mics. We heard, one of the most talented monkeys there is, Mike Nesmith, and he was... going crazy, roller skating down the street in California in 1988. That was cruising. And then before that, we heard Shabazz Palaces with Welcome to the Quasars. And before that, we heard you guys.
Yeah, us, Jumblehead. We are Jumblehead.
You are.
Yeah.
And you guys have a show coming up?
We do, at the Big Legrowski on January 7th. It's going to be exciting.
Ooh, that sounds really cool. That's a pretty hilarious name. Do they just sell, like, white Russians?
They definitely sell white Russians. The owner's actually Australian. Oh. And he has a lot of rugs in the where we play music.
Nice.
In the room.
So it's, like, a good sound in there.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds really awesome.
Great. I bet.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of cool things about that place. It's newer, isn't it?
Yep. Nice. Super new. It's really awesome. Can't wait to play there.
And is there anywhere in the internet world people could hear you?
Yeah.
Facebook, Bandcamp. It's all Jumblehead, J-U-M-B-L-E, head, all one word.
One word.
Instagram, SoundCloud, all this stuff. Nice. iTunes, Spotify.
Everything. Totally. Nice. Yep.
We're all over the place.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. We'll have you pick out a song, and that would be awesome. And I know Dingo and Olive, you guys have a story. Can you wake up the crowd? We're sleeping.
You know what was
We're
interesting?
Very sleepy over was, here.
It's Dingo here. A few minutes ago, I was out in the parking lot checking on a car that we were in that smelled funny. Anyway, I was out
on
there
the outside
and I got
or
to hear
inside?
Jumblehead on the radio.
Ooh.
While y'all were playing in here. I got to hear it on the radio. And did y'all know we were on the radio? That was amazing. It sounded really cool. I was like, hey, I just talked to those dudes, and here we are in a car, and it sounds amazing.
That's yeah. wonderful.
Yeah. So and Jumblehead fills a car out beautifully. Some good speakers and, you know, all that going on. I loved it.
That, that bass.
Oh, yeah, the bass that is bass. Amazing.
So did you, you didn't find out what the smell was?
Yeah, I was making the smell.
It was on the inside, not the outside.
Yeah. It's taking a little safety meeting.
Oh, okay.
As we used to say in the line cook business back in the day.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I was thinking something else altogether, since you're a clown and all. I thought
there
was
lots
of
farting
going on. Oh,
yeah, we got odors.
And burps.
We're cool with it.
Yeah. Armpit farts. And what else you got?
That people hiccups? Stank.
People yeah. stink.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Silly string kind of stinks when you start to spray it.
Yeah, it does. Very weird.
Really? I've never smelt it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got a strange odor.
Yeah. And, like, and when your hands smell like it, and, like, a kid, or, like, if a kid is like, oh, silly screen, I'm going to touch your face, and you're like, go away.
No more.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, every time you spray it at a party, like,
yeah.
you think about the smell, you're like, should we be spraying this?
Right, you're like, if any, like, birthday candles, silly string sounds like a bad combination.
Yes, yeah, totally. They're always there.
Let's light it on fire. Oh, actually, I don't think I've ever seen silly string on fire.
It's probably for a reason.
Now we got an experiment for the kids.
No!
Okay, kids.
Yes.
First, you need a microwave.
That would be frightening. I'd put one of those in the microwave. Be a psychedelic disaster. I would not want to be around that.
We used to use coffee creamer for fire when we would do a circus shad show downtown. Some of those acts we did, we would need fire on stage, and so we would use coffee creamer because it flames up really good but doesn't light the place on fire.
Whoa.
We did another show at the Star Theater, and there's huge rules with if you're going to play in a nightclub in Portland. One of them is don't have some fire. That's we don't want fire. They don't like fire. Yeah,
right.
They're allergic to everything on fire. But we did this show with a Tesla coil guy.
Oh, wow.
We opened up for the guy with the Tesla coil.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't think the folks at the Good Star Theater knew that Tesla coil is fire. It's a different kind of fire, but they sure look surprised.
They're like a variety show. What can go wrong? What type of variety is going to bring fire?
They didn't expect lightning to happen, which is exactly, because these are like Tesla coils bigger than us. They're taller than us.
And they're loud.
And all of a sudden you hear that, and you smell that electric smell.
Yeah.
And it didn't go, it went crack, motherfucker.
What's the show?
And then
Tesla
everybody freaked out that worked there going, fire.
It was a variety show with like a bunch of different circus acts and some burlesque and... And
we spent a lot of years doing circus acts in Portland, so they're kind of like, we have tons of memories that go over a long time. So I don't even remember how long ago it was or what the name of the show. Maybe it was WTF Fest. Is that what that was?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
It was WTF Fest, and we had a little gang called...
That's really cool.
Team Jester are Olive and Dingo's gang. Like when our gang of clowns, we recruit them for every show we do, and we call them Team Jester. And we just do crazy circus acts. Like we did one where we made balloon bikinis for everybody in our act, and we came out in full gospel stuff, singing gospel music.
They were wearing
ripped
garbage
the gospel
bags.
Stuff off,
yeah.
And we're all in balloon bikinis.
That's
and,
so great.
That's awesome.
We do stuff that people don't expect to see in a show, like cut each other's hair.
Oh, wow.
Just do crazy stuff.
That's like a one-time thing, though.
Yeah, one-time thing for that particular.
We did an act where one of our performers, she was like, oh, I really want to like buzz my head. Who wants to get gum stuck in my hair during the show and then just cut my hair? Like, just like, wow. Just
that's
hack
a great
into
idea.
It.
So we
and
just created
that's
the
like
act the around it. Yeah.
Idea,
that's a great
know,
idea.
Like,
yeah, it's like what a 3-year-old would love to do.
Yeah.
But then like you're performing it in front of a bunch of adults that are drinking. So they're like aghast. They're just like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I remember like the old days when you were at the Alberta Street Clown House.
Yeah, that used to be my house for 10 years. It
was
like
a long time ago.
It was a house where clowns and forest activists from all over the country could all get together. And, you know, we're kind of hiding tree sitters. We're hiding our pirate radio station. The cops weren't too happy with us. We were at every protest. And it was a good thing for a while. But then Obama came along, and we didn't have anything to be angry about for a long time. So a lot of people got very complacent when it wasn't George W. Bush. And so, yeah, the Clown House didn't last more than 10 years, but I'm glad that it did last because I'm still remembered for it, which is really surprising because it stopped in 2007.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And I met Olive in 2009. She was working at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you want to be my girlfriend, you got to quit your job and be a clown.
And you got to be able to jump a fence.
Yeah, you got to be able to jump a fence. I can't be with somebody who can't jump a fence.
Yeah. Because
I don't want to leave you behind if we get into something hairy.
But, so, yeah.
That's
the hairiest
great.
Thing I've gotten into probably is you.
One of our acts would be, I would lay in a bed of broken glass, and Olive would stand on a chair and drop a bowling ball on me. That was her part of the act.
Man.
And then we just kept it growing it until we'd just break more and more stuff. Always with a smile on her face. Always we'd come out, everybody would think Olive would be naked, but it'd be me naked at the end of the act, you know? And so for a typical sideshow, we'd have three acts. And the first act, what's the first act? Usually
a card trick, probably.
A card trick that I would get wrong on purpose, so she would have an excuse to torture me and make me hammer a nail in my head or lay in the broken glass. And everything was based around that.
I've seen that broken glass act, but not with, it was like a long time ago at the Bare Bones. Or, yeah, before Olive was doing it. But, dude, that was brutal.
We tortured this band. Was that band called? They're from Australia. Wolf Mother.
Yeah.
Wolf Mother happened to walk in to one of our shows.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, no, I actually had been jamming out to them a lot because I liked their sound a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was actually honored. And so we had, like, some of the guys in the band have a hard-boiled egg-eating contest. They were puking.
Tons
hilarious.
Of audience participation.
Other ones, we have this tampon cannon, a pneumatic cannon that we fill up with, like, 60 tampons. And we're like, okay, you stand on the other side of the room, open your mouth. If you catch any of them, you win a prize.
That's great. These are amazing ideas.
Yeah, and we just did a... We just, like, coming up with crazy outlandish stuff.
Where do you guys perform now? Like,
now we're kid entertainers most of the time.
Yeah,
we're
I saw you at the Fremont. I think that was where I saw you guys.
You've probably seen us at some street fairs, riding on our tall bikes.
Yeah, we're kind of activists, really, so we work for small businesses if we can. We turn down stuff from corporate.
So we work in a toy store on Foster called Hammer and Jack's. We work in a cafe called Know Thy Food Cooperative, and they do like a ton of shows, like kids events there. We also work in a place called Seahorses PDX, a dad advocacy shop, and what else? Oh, yeah, and a pie shop, Pie Spot Pie Shop.
We're always hustling and trying to, you know, pay. We have a growing landlord to feed, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll do a circus sideshow for charity or for different reasons like that. We'll do the nightclub act, dust it off, and go do it again.
Right. That's awesome.
It doesn't pay that much. Yeah. When the rents in Portland started skyrocketing, we couldn't do circus sideshow anymore. We had to do something a little different.
Actually making some cash.
Yeah, like, well, balloon animals and face painting and, like, clowning and joke. Like, the city needs some laughter, man.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, like, we just bring all the parents and kids into one room and make them happy and send them home with smiles on their face.
Yeah, we'll pitch a few jokes over the kids' heads so that the parents get it and they're hip to it. It's funny like that.
Cool.
They're like, oh,
the double entendres
it's
stuff.
Not this monotonous, like, kids' music, just kind of just like, oh, like, So they're like, okay, I want to go see some clowns today because I know they'll make me laugh too.
I miss doing the circus sideshow, though, a lot. But she wanted to stop doing it because she wanted to keep her teeth. Because we used to do the finale would be smash a giant brick on her stomach with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And apparently, it kept flying all over the place, and she said,
whacking
this is going to break
my
tooth out.
Oh, yeah. No.
So we stopped.
Dangerous.
Dingo would say, I'd be like, Dingo, I need some safety glasses. And he's like, okay. And then he'd put them on his own face. Ready, go.
Bam. Oh, wow.
Good times.
Yeah, you guys know how to do it, man. That's for sure. Do you guys have any gigs coming up? Any going
Big
to the pie stop?
I think we're going to be on the radio with you next week.
Oh, in the next? Yes. Well, in 2 weeks, yes. You
you're
guys
come
will be
up
here.
With some fake commercials?
Yes, I would love that. Yes.
We'd love to join
fake.
You
I always
you
wanted
again.
To pitch a diaper.
It's so funny. Oh,
speaking of the clown house, one time a whole crate or two of adult diapers fell off a truck.
Oh,
so to speak, yeah. So we ended up with all these adult diapers, and we took a sprocket from a bike and spray painted on it, and just started selling them on Alberta Street. Bike diapers, come get your fashion bike diapers. People loved them; it was awesome. Some of them even looked pretty good in them.
God,
it's a true story,
dude. Really? You get a fine person in a diaper. Like some people just look good in anything, right?
That's right. It could be a dirty diaper, and they look good in it.
When
you're
I was in high
school,
okay, maybe not.
Stink.
I just rethought that.
I guess what kind of dirt? Yeah, when I was in high school, they made like all the cheerleader, like they were doing their hazing type stuff, what have you.
Oh,
and
no.
They put all the cheerleaders had like diapers on their head for like a week.
What?
Yeah, I remember very clearly.
Filled with.
It was just
like
they were all
like
beat
hat.
Up and stuff. I don't even remember. They like really put them through it. They. Put him through the ringer for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hazing can get so intense.
High school. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I wasn't involved in all that. I was in my own little world.
I hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys, everybody, for being here. I think we'll play a little song, and maybe the chicken will come out. And if you guys want to play... Totally. So, you guys could do an improv, you know, jazz, Dingo and Olive type situation. You know, if you guys
felt like
anything you guys want to do.
So they could play beautiful music and we'll sing a love song in Klingon?
Yes, that would be awesome.
I don't know any Klingon.
Just with your hands.
I hope that wasn't, what is it called, appropriating a different fictional culture.
You're appropriating Klingon.
I'm
yeah,
into
you
it.
Spoke up, you got to answer for what you offer, man.
Now the audience is waiting.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to call and say hello, 503-231-8187. Boyja, thanks for calling, man. You are the best, biggest fan. And if there's anyone else out there, we'd love to hear from you. And a dude who came in who thought it was his show, I'm so sorry. I hope you're not too mad. I don't know what happened, but
we love
you. Yeah, we love you. We do love you. Have a wonderful night, guys, and we still got a couple of hours left. Enjoy the tunes. Cruise through the trap through a Dairy Queen. In the grass by the trail, smoking dubs, then we skipping through the meadow. Hand in hand on the sidewalk in the city, drinking sodas in the ghetto, girl. In the ghetto, girl. Honey dip, girl. Hey! Stay
Humble, humble, hold on. Here in the world, can you hear it, can you hear it?
Listening to the Blooming Universe here on 90.7 KBOO Portland. I pushed a couple of buttons and yeah, what is happening here? Okay, good. We're gonna listen to this.
Trip on a dark hood, and they were driving round and round. Vinyl Willie, toe weeping belly. I'm gonna bootleize you, baby. I'm gonna bootleize you, lady. If I can find a place to park my machine out of town, Millie told Willie. Come on over to my house, and I'll slow your machine right down. Cause listen, Viles, give me the willies. Driving round and around, driving round and around. If you keep beating round the bush, you lose your push. If you keep beating round the bush, you lose your push.
The moon was a... The moon was a drip on a dark hood. The moon was a drip on a dark hood. And he was driving round and round. Tush, tush. Boy got a boogie. Tush, tush. Boy got a boogie around. There ain't no place to stop around. Boy got a boogie. Mm-hmm. Boy got a boogie. Mm-hmm. Now, boogie. Boy got a boogie. Said weeping Millie. Now Willie, come over to my place, and I'll slow you right down. You lose your push, ooh, tush. When you beat around the bush, if you act reserved, I know somebody paying for you. Parking place. You gotta take your space. Tush, tush. You lose your push when you beat around. When you beat around. When you beat around the bush. Boy, got a boogie. Mm-hmm. Boy, got a boogie. Oh, 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 oh.
They keep right on going. A machine.